Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. I'm sorry that my family is not with me, but they were not able to be, and she has already called me twice because of decisions that we're having to make, not because she loves me so much. Amen. That she does, for sure. But she doesn't have to call me twice to prove it. Amen. Amen. But I want us to just take our liberty in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know what you're expecting from me. I hope that you're just expecting what the Lord would have us to have tonight. Amen. And this is a senior youth camp. And we are going to design the service by the help of God for a senior youth camp service. Praise God. Somebody said they want everybody to get the Holy Ghost that needs it tonight. I would like to see that happen. And it can happen. That's right. Everybody that needs it. Whether it's the first time or the umpteenth time, I would like to see you get the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. Sometimes, you know, people say, well, they've had it before. They just prayed back through. They're backsliders. Well, you better be very thankful that a backslider prayed through, because they are just as lost as a sinner. Amen. And if there are any backsliders here, I would like to see them pray through to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God has placed a message in my heart for you tonight. I want you to help me preach it. I can't preach without your help. And I can't preach without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I am not an intellectual preacher. Really, I am just not a preacher, period. But I like to feel after the Spirit. And I like to preach from my heart. And I pray that as I preach from my heart, that I will reach your heart. And that you will allow the Holy Ghost to do for you what it would like to do for you tonight. Amen. 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 Now, I might talk a little bit backwards tonight, or I might even talk in Arabic. I have had my friend that we received the Holy Ghost together in Palestine about, well, 100 years ago. He's been in my home for 3 days, and I've been talking Arabic for 3 days. And I answered the phone this afternoon, and I started talking in Arabic before I realized what I was doing. And my wife said, "You're not talking to an Arab." Praise God. Well, but my mind is thinking in Arabic for a while, so if I talk backwards or if I say something you don't understand, it may be in tongues and it may not be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, if you have your Bibles now, turn with me to Matthew chapter 2. And I want to read, beginning with the 18th verse, "In Ramah there was heard lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." I would like to speak to you by the help of God and your prayerful attention on this subject, the Herods of every age. We are very well acquainted with the setting of this lesson, but let us remind ourselves once again of the circumstances that surround these scriptures that I have read in your hearing. The wise men, following the star, arrive at Herod's house. He begins to inquire of them, and they tell him of what they knew, how that in the little town of Bethlehem there was a king born, king of the Jews. The moment that Herod heard that statement, a spirit welled up within his heart, a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of hatred. And to fully explain the spirit, allow me to call it the spirit of the Antichrist, rose up in the heart of Herod. So as these wise men left, a diabolical plan came into the heart of Herod, and he put it into action by taking every male child up to the age of 2 years and killing it. And here the scripture tells us how the lamentation, the crying, the weeping of despair, and they would not be comforted. I want you to realize tonight that every time that a Christ-like spirit is manifested, there is the spirit of Herod that rises up to destroy it. And as I began to meditate upon the Word of God and what God would have me to speak tonight, I feel that I am talking to several young people, especially in this congregation. You have had a battle in your life. You have been trying to make consecrations. You have been trying to display a Christ-like spirit and attitude in your life. But you have had a struggle. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that it is not impossible for you to achieve the desire of your heart. It's not impossible for you to make that consecration and hold to it until the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to take you through the Bible quickly tonight, because my foremost interest is in seeing you receive what your heart is crying for right now. But I'm here to tell you that there is no power on earth that can keep you from receiving what your heart is crying for even right now. From the very beginning, from the very early pages of Bible history, we see the Spirit of Christ displayed in Abel. We see a spirit of obedience. We see a spirit that is desirous to please his God. We see a spirit that walks in total obedience to the plan of God. We see a young man that does as is commanded of him and as he was taught. The reason that he took a lamb and offered it as a sacrifice was simply because he was told to do so by his parents. And then we see the spirit of Herod rising up in his brother Cain. And here Herod, with envy, with jealousy, with the spirit that is against everything that stands for God, everything that stands for righteousness, everything that stands for holiness, there he stands up with that Antichrist spirit and destroys his brother Abel. Every time that a child of God desires to display a Christ-like spirit, here comes Herod to destroy that consecration. But let me remind you, friend, although he succeeded in killing Abel, he did not succeed in hindering the plan of God. He did not overcome God. But God made a way, and he rose another brother, and his name was Seth, and he was of the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah! 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 And the plan of God was not hindered. I'm here to tell you that God will make a way for you when there is no way. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, God! I'm speaking to somebody tonight. If the Lord tarries, we need missionaries around the world. Should the Lord tarries, we need evangelists to evangelize the world. Should the Lord tarry, we need pastors, for this population explosion demands that we multiply our churches around America and around the world. And the future pastors, evangelists, missionaries, Sunday school superintendents, Sunday school teachers, consecrated men and women that will stand as pillars in our churches are sitting in these pews. And I'm here to tell you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah! 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 We go to Israel and Egypt. There wells a desire within their hearts to go to the promised land. The moment that they began to sigh and cry, God reaches out in the wilderness, appears in a burning bush calls a man to go into the land of Egypt that he may deliver his people from bondage. But the moment that Moses, with the Christ-like spirit, appears in the land of Egypt, there is the spirit of Herod, if I may say. It rises up in Pharaoh, and he refuses to let God's people go. We know the story very well. But let me remind you of this one thing. Although Moses came, and although there was a struggle, every time that a child of God makes a consecration, there arises a struggle, because there is a Herod, there is a Pharaoh that wants to destroy that consecration in your life. There is that struggle. But my friend, when the battle was over, when the struggle was over, here are the children of Israel walking on dry ground right through the Red Sea. And here comes Pharaoh. He had the audacity to follow through. But while he was in the midst of the sea, God clapped his hands and the waters came together. And in the morning time, you see Pharaoh wrapped up with seaweed, dead with a blank stare in his eyes, defeated once and for all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you can live for God. Yes, you can live for God. Yes, you can live for God. Yes, you can make the consecration. Yes, you can make the consecration. Yes, you can be faithful. Yes, you can be faithful. Hallelujah. Yes, you can be faithful. Yes, you can. Yes, you can have the victory. Yes, you can be godly. Yes, you can be righteous. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I believe with all of my heart that we ought to do everything that we can to encourage our young people to live for God. But when it's all said and done, every time that any of our young people begin to display a Christ-like spirit, there will come Herod. Hallelujah. There will come Herod to destroy that spirit of dedication and that spirit of consecration. But I've got good news to bring you. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, friend, there is something about a consecration. There is something about a dedication that Satan must struggle against. They looked up at Daniel's house. Early in the morning, they saw Daniel open his window towards the city of Jerusalem. And they saw him fall upon his face and pray. At noon time again, at evening time, praying towards Jerusalem. There was such jealousy rise up in the hearts of the leaders, the politicians, the princesses of that day, that they went to the king and they had a decree made that anybody that worships anyone but the king shall be destroyed. Here is the Spirit of Christ being displayed, and here comes the spirit of Herod. But Daniel stood firm. He was taken to the lion's den. You see, friend, what I have been preaching lately to my church and to myself, oh God, allow me never to lose that simple faith in you that will keep me walking hand in hand with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow me to have that simple faith that will never make me question the dealings of God in my life. Allow me to have that simple faith that says obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. So he walks behind his jailer. He goes to the lion's den. And it seems inevitable that he will be destroyed. But friend, when you stand up for that consecration that you made, let me tell you, if you need a miracle, God still is a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He will work a miracle on your behalf. 2 years ago, we had a crusade in Jerusalem, and an entire family got saved, and they're still in the church. But you see, in Israel, all the families go to the same churches. The whole entire family must go to the same church. It's either Greek Orthodox, or Catholic, or Anglican, or what have you. So when that handful, father, mother, and 5 children, came to the crusade and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and were baptized in Jesus' name, and filled with the Holy Ghost, they began to go to the mission in Bethlehem. And from that day on, they were actually so pressured. They were told that they cannot go to that mission. And they said to them that if you continue to go to the mission, that we will have to put you out of the house. Grandmother owned the house. The house was in her name, and there was nothing they can do about it but leave. So she looked at them and she said, "This is the final time. I'm giving you your last choice. You either tell me that you are no longer going to that mission where they have separated you from our church, or you must pack up and leave." Of course, they never expected them to do that because they had no place to go. Well, they said, if that is our choice, then we would rather move out and live in the street. Hallelujah. We would rather move out and live in the street. And they began to pack their clothes. They couldn't believe it. So one of the men, the brother of the man who he and his family were packing their clothes to move out in the street, one of the men went to kill the pastor. He knocked at the pastor's house. And he says, "What have you done for my brother and his family? I have come to kill you." They are packing their bags and they're moving out in the street. They will not stop coming to your church. And he began to speak to him until the man broke down and began to weep. Hallelujah. And he began to share with him the good news of what Jesus Christ is able to do for those that will put their trust in him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And they were allowed to stay in the home, and the whole entire family is seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! If you need a miracle tonight, God is still a miracle worker. He will move on your behalf with a miracle. Hallelujah. Stand up for what you believe. Stand up for what you believe. Stand up and be counted. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel something here tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody is struggling to make a consecration tonight. You have been struggling with it for a long time. But I believe with all of my heart that God is going to touch you in such a way tonight that your life is going to be changed from this night forward. God is going to do for you what you have been wanting him to do for you. God is going to touch you in a miraculous way tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I've heard Pentecostal people say, "I'm afraid to get a blessing, Brother Lumpkin. That makes me so aggravated. I'm afraid to get a blessing." Why? Because as soon as I get a blessing, then the next day I'm going to have a trial. Well, if you expect a trial, you'll have one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you get a blessing and you have a trial, you will have the strength to overcome. Because you are liable to have the trial anyhow and not have the strength that you have received through the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to see Elijah sitting on a rock on Mount Carmel and telling the prophets of Baal, "Cry a little louder. Maybe you're not cutting yourself deep enough. Pull your hair. Scream." All day long, they beat themselves. They screamed all the louder. And nothing happened. Then he walked to the altar. He said, "Somebody bring me some water." He doused the offering with water. He built a ditch around the altar. He filled the ditch with water. And just about a 70-word prayer. Hallelujah. And the fire fell from heaven. Praise God. Praise God. And a revival jarred loose. A revival. And they took the 400 prophets of Baal and destroyed them. then he gets a little letter from a little old woman. She says, I'm after your scalp. Signed, sincerely, Jezebel. He puts his bifocals on. He makes sure that he has read the letter correctly. And the fear of Jezebel comes into his heart, and he runs as far as he can from Jezebel and sits under a tree full of discouragement. And he says, oh God, let me die. Here is the spirit of Christ, and here is the spirit of Herod. Hallelujah. And he goes to sleep. I like that. And after a while, somebody shakes him. And he comes to, and he looks up. Oh my God, sure it's not Jezebel. She's done got me. And he can't wake up. He's just too groggy. He goes back to sleep, and somebody shakes him. He tries to wake up, and he looks up. Oh, wonder who this is. But he's too sleepy. He go back to sleep. But that time the angel just kind of pulls a little harder. He wants you to eat from that heavenly cake. Hallelujah. For Jesus said, I am that bread of life. And blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. 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 You need to go ahead and make the consecration now. You need to go ahead and make that consecration now. Now, Lord, I'll do what you have me to do, Lord. I'll go where you have me to go, Lord. I'll surrender my life, Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'll make the consecration. I'll give up the world. I'll give up worldliness. I will pull myself out of school activities. I will dedicate my life to you. Hallelujah! 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 Take me, Lord! Take me, Lord! Take me and make me and mold me after thine own way. Hallelujah! 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 There's revival sitting in these seats tonight. You are my shepherd, O my heart. There is revival sitting in these seats tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There are young people in this church right now that can be responsible for the greatest revival that the church of the living God has ever witnessed. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost may be depending on you to make the consecration that He might use you for His glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Let's lay some hands on Him right now. Hallelujah! 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 The Holy Ghost wants to touch you tonight. 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 The Holy Ghost wants to touch you.
The Holy Ghost wants to touch you tonight. The Holy Ghost wants to touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost wants to touch you. The Holy Ghost wants to touch you tonight. The Holy Ghost wants to strengthen you. God, by His Spirit, wants to minister to you now. Hallelujah. 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 Let everybody worship the Lord. 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 The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost wants to come down and minister to you tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, make the consecration now. Come on now. Come on, make the consecration now. Come on. Make the consecration now. Come on, make your consecration now. Come on down and make your consecration now. Come on. Come make your consecration now. Come on. Come make your consecration now. Hallelujah. Make your consecration now. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on down. Come on down. Stand here and pray. Come on. Everybody, come on, all the young people. Come on. Make your consecration now. Stand up. Don't kneel down. Stand up. Stand up before the Lord. Stand up before the Lord. Make your consecration now. Make your consecration now. Come on, make your consecration now. Move forward. Come on down. Come in front of the altars. Come on down. Hallelujah. Come on down. Come on down. Hallelujah, Mashapara Mahandayaha. Come on, amen. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's make the consecration tonight. Let's make the consecration tonight. Let's make the consecration now. Let's make the consecration now. Come on. Let's make the consecration right now. Let's make the consecration right now. Come on down. The Lord wants to use you. God wants to take you and use you. Come on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Make that consecration now. Make that consecration now. God wants to use you. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Let's make that consecration now. Let's make that consecration now. Hallelujah. I want everybody to come. We need you in the back to come help us.